It's been more than a decade since Hillary Rodham Clinton and the U.S. Congress went to the mat over universal health care and came up bruised and empty-handed. Mrs. Clinton has since written in her memoir that the experience made her, quote, focus on discrete undertakings that were more achievable. Now Senator Clinton, Democrat of New York, has some new thoughts on health care and ideas on how to expand coverage to include more Americans more effectively. She's written the cover story for Sunday's New York Times magazine. It's titled, Now Can We Talk About Health Care? Yes, right now, as a matter of fact, Senator Clinton joins us on the line from her home in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Without going back to the whole history 10 years ago and with so many people who made healthcare an urgent priority, why did no plan result?
Oh, I think there were so many reasons. Obviously, we in the Clinton administration made some miscalculations and mistakes. And I think in the 10 years since, many of the concerns about what would happen if the Clinton health plan were successful, that you would be denied your choice of doctor, that costs would explode, that bureaucrats would be making decisions instead of physicians, have actually come to pass, but not because we made any progress, but because the system itself is under so much stress and the way we finance health care is so dysfunctional.
You point to a number of factors which cause you concern about the future of health care, and one of the first, you talk about the extraordinary reach and range of genetic research.
Well, Scott, I think this is one of the great advances that will help transform health care, and many people's lives will be enhanced. But if we stop and think about it, it could very well lead to the undermining of insurance as we know it. Within 10 years, we're going to have tests that can tell us whether we are possibly susceptible to all kinds of conditions. And because we don't have good legislation to protect against discrimination, if you take those tests and find out that, you know, maybe you carry the gene for breast cancer or maybe you have a precursor for Parkinson's, that you may not be insurable. Mm-hmm. But I argue that with the advances in genomics, we're all going to find out we're uninsurable because we're all going to be susceptible to something. And we not only need strong laws to protect against discrimination, we need to start rethinking how you insure for risks that we now will know we're susceptible to, because after all, insurance pricing is based on risk.
Mm-hmm. You make the argument in this article, Senator Clinton, that the world we're living in after September 11th, 2001 makes the case for universal coverage, which you and some other people believe in, even more urgent.
I think that's right. You know, I was struck when we had the anthrax attacks shortly after 9/11 that some of the people who did jobs in postal service facilities that were contaminated weren't quite sure that they would be covered under their insurance policy for prophylactic antibiotic treatment with Cipro. And I thought, this is nuts. And if you think about the dangers posed by biological, chemical, and radiological terrorism, we can't possibly be at the door keeping score about who is or isn't going to be given what treatment in the event that there's like a sarin attack in the subway. It also argues strongly for investing in our hospital and public health structure.
Mm-hmm. Senator Clinton, how would you expand health care to include millions of Americans that aren't covered, either because they're unemployed or some, in fact, are working jobs that do not include health care?
You know, we have 43 million uninsured Americans, and Scott, most of the uninsured are working, and they just can't afford individual coverage, and they don't work for someone who offers it. I think we have some good ideas from Senator Kerry, which I include at the end of my article. I've been long an advocate for opening up the federal employee health benefit program to letting citizens buy into that system. It's a subsidized system. It's how I get my health care coverage. I also think Senator Kerry is right in arguing that the government be a reinsurer for catastrophic high-cost claims that would then relieve these financial burdens from both private employers and state and local government. I think it's crazy for us to have passed a Medicare bill for drug coverage and basically tell the United States government in the Medicare program that it can't bargain with pharmaceutical companies for lower prices. You know, that's just an invitation to taking the lid further off an explosion of prescription drug prices. you know, we do negotiate through the Veterans Administration, and we have been able to make drugs affordable for our veterans. So we could go a long way toward fixing, you know, some of the problems that are plaguing our system.
Well, one of the things I think I've noticed over the past 10 years, journalists in the, let's say, the French, British, and Canadian press, where they have something that more resembles universal health care coverage, have written articles over the past few years talking about the drawbacks in that system, that there are advanced medical procedures that simply are often not available under their health care system, or they are so tightly rationed, there are long waiting lists, and inevitably there are stories that appear about people who die waiting for a certain procedure. How would you address some of the concerns that a more universal coverage system might create that circumstance?
Well, I think we have to start from the obvious premise. There is no perfect system. Other systems do a better job with longevity, with infant mortality, with public health than we do. But when it comes to high-end, high-cost procedures, you know, we're the crown jewel. So how do we keep the best of our healthcare system and do a better job in creating a private and public healthcare system that treats chronic disease more effectively, that provides more incentives for prevention and the like? Well, obviously, I think we need a public-private partnership.
For some people, the idea of Senator Clinton getting involved in healthcare again is a little bit like Michael Jordan trying to play baseball again. How are you thinking now you might do a better job of selling your ideas now than perhaps occurred 10 years ago?
Well, what I'm really trying to do with this article is respond to the intense concern that I see all over New York. You know, we're bankrupting so many of our counties in New York because of Medicaid costs. We have employers dropping retiree coverage and making employer-employee coverage so expensive that people are dropping their spouses or their children or themselves. We're on an unsustainable course, and I am more than willing to say, look, when we tried in 93 and 94, we made a bunch of mistakes. And I guess it's like a lot of complicated problems that you have to deal with. You know, Medicare and Medicaid took nearly 20 years from Truman to Johnson. Complicated problems that we have to address as a nation that are politically difficult, that have special interests, don't get addressed overnight. And now I think 10 years after our failed effort, it's time to start the conversation again.
If Senator Kerry were to call you and say, Senator Clinton, I'd like you to be my vice presidential candidate, what would you say? Do you know?
No, and I've said no to everyone who's even raised that possibility with me. I love being a senator, and I will do everything possible to get him elected because I just can't imagine 4 more years of the current administration on any issue that I care about at home or abroad.
If you contemplated the fact that, according to experts, there is a real chance of a Cubs-Yankees World Series, that would put you in a difficult position, wouldn't it, Senator?
But, you know, I think it is less likely than an asteroid hitting our planet, Scott. And I know you're a longtime Cubs fan, and you understand maybe better than most why a Cubs fan would want to also be a fan of a winning team. If it ever comes to pass that there is that World Series, that may be the end of the world. It may be the precursor, but who knows? I don't think it'll happen. The Cubs have never disappointed me.
Also never given you great pleasure, it sounds
right,
like.
Exactly, but, you know, my hopes no longer soar as high as they used to.
Okay. Senator Clinton, thanks very much.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.
Senator from New York, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Senator Clinton's article, Now We Can Talk About Healthcare, is the cover story in tomorrow's New York Times Magazine. That's a section that comes a little bit after the sports pages. For an extended version of our interview, you can visit our website at npr.org.